Paper Chains, written by Nicola Moriarty and read by Sophie Loughran. When Hannah first met India, she thought she was the most wonderfully extraordinary person she had ever encountered. Hannah was working behind the jewellery counter in the gift shop of the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. This section of the store was her favourite because most of the precious little stones had stories accompanying them, explaining their mystical powers or their deeper meaning. She'd quickly learned these stories by heart and loved to discuss them with the customers, a brief chance for some human connection. This meant she was a fantastic salesperson, as most people ended up buying the item just to shut her up. She was carefully placing a silver necklace with a blue topaz stone into a paper bag when she heard a small child scream out in agonized tones, "But I need it!" She handed the bag over to the customer and then moved down the counter to take a closer look at what was going on. A toddler was tugging on his mother's arm, leaning back with all his body weight and pointing at a beautifully carved wooden train set in the children's section of the store. Hannah had seen other children demand that their parent buy them this very same item. But as the train set cost in excess of £100, she didn't often see many children granted their wish. This particular mother was looking slightly panicky as she attempted to subdue the toddler. "Oh, sweetheart, no, I'm sorry, but Mummy can't afford that. Come on, time to go." The child did not look as though he was willing to give in that easily. He continued to scream and pull at his mother's arm, and more customers stopped to watch the scene unfold. As the child's screams rose and the mother's demeanour became increasingly flustered, Hannah felt her own nerves start to build. Glancing down, she noticed that her hands were becoming sweaty, that her chest was beginning to rise and fall in quick succession. Just as Hannah was wondering if she should try and leave her counter and hide out in the staff room before anyone noticed her somewhat odd reaction to the unfolding drama, she saw another woman step purposefully toward the mother. Hannah paused to see what was about to happen. The woman looked to be perhaps Hannah's age or younger, mid to late 20s, she guessed. She had short, spiky, platinum blonde hair, a huge wide smile, and ridiculously long eyelashes. She was wearing a silk wraparound skirt over the top of army green cords and a purple t-shirt with a faded peace sign on the front. Over one shoulder was slung a brown leather satchel with rainbow-coloured tassels. She was one of those people that Hannah had always envied for being able to pull off any outfit while still looking unselfconsciously cool. This was India.